You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Can you explain in your words what the government is proposing?
Well, the government has a clean water plan that they put out last month, which was so confusing that no one could understand it. And basically, they're giving themselves till 2040 to clean up rivers. Many of us don't think that's satisfactory. And also, it's been very hard to tell how they would deal with some of the most difficult issues, such as the nitrates that come from having too many cows on the land. So there are many criticisms of their clean-up plan, and there are many concerns that there is a lack of urgency and responsibility for the dire state of our waterways.
Okay, just to build on to that, are we talking about the same clean water plan that I believe it was Clean Rivers,
yep,
NZ spoke out against? Lowering the standard but not actually changing it?
Yes, it's a huge debate about what they've actually done to the standard, because it's very hard to understand, and it appears to be a lowering of the standard, although the minister denies it. But the chief science advisor, Sir Peter Gluckman, put out a report yesterday, came out last night, basically saying, I think he was attempting to translate some of the stuff that Nick Smith's been on about, and saying that some of our rivers are past tipping point, and that the current farming model, if we carry on with it, will continue to degrade water quality. So, it is pretty concerning that the chief science advisor can see that our rivers, some of them, are past tipping point. So it's a very serious situation.
I completely agree. Okay, so what are your concerns with this, you and your party's concerns?
Well, it's basically about land use. So, yes, we have problems in the cities where some of our sewage and wastewater is poorly managed and has been for a long time. But the biggest cause of the dirty rivers in this country and the degrading of the water is so much of the water is contaminated by intense of dairy farming. So we're in areas where we have intensive agriculture, not just dairy farming, but also beef farming, there are so many animals on the land now. We've got 10 million cows across the country, and some of the soils can't take it. Particularly the pumice soils, the peat soils. You just see that all the nutrients that they when the cows' waste goes onto the land, and when they put all these additional nutrients on through giving them palm kernel and using fertilizers to keep production going in this big high volume model that doesn't have high value. We're really wrecking our waterways. They just can't take that level of pressure. And so we're very concerned about that. And although the government said that they're going to put some strong rules around stock exclusion, so you don't have cows literally walking in waterways anymore, that will not fix some of the long-term problems that the farming model, not farming itself, there's nothing wrong with farming, but the farming model that we're currently seem to be addicted to is creating some of these serious issues.
So do you think the government cares about the state of our environment, or is it not really their biggest priority?
It's definitely not their biggest priority, because the Minister for the Environment is prepared to accept a rate of change and a lack of urgency that is not in step with what most of people in this country want. People in this country want urgent action on waterways, and what the Minister says is he's doing all this stuff for clean water, but in the same breath he's saying we can continue to have intense agriculture and endless growth, and those things simply are not compatible. It's a complete contradiction.
Okay. Why do you think National is so intent on not regulating the farming industry, and what would you like to see in terms of them changing this going ahead?
Well, the National Government are lobbied constantly, as are we all, that they should be promoting the opportunity to make maximum profit out of all our resources, and many of them believe that that's legitimate. And, of course, the rest of the environment pays for that kind of attitude. So we, the Greens, have a very strong plan about changing the national policy statement on fresh water so that we have swimmable rivers, especially in summer when people want to swim. That's the time when they need to be. And that means making sure that we have a healthy ecosystem in a river. It's not just about measuring the E. coli bugs. It's about making sure that native fish can survive, about making sure that the insects, that the clarity of the water, the temperature, the over-allocation of so much of the rivers for irrigation is a huge issue, particularly in places like Canterbury. So all of those issues need to be looked at. We've abused our water too long, so we've got some a lot of ideas about what needs to happen, and we look forward to changing the government so we can implement them. And we can have great farming models, but what we've got at the moment is not it.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.